I'm sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome to another show of guys who actually went to this private school. They'll call me Jan van Potgieter. But those who grew up in Kasi, welcome guys to Jan van Potgieter show. Yeah, I welcome you, all of you, all of you, all of you. Like I said on my last episode, like, I won't be alone. I'm actually with some girl from Limpopo. Some girl from Limpopo. Some beautiful girl from Limpopo. She's already complaining that I'm calling her some girl. Okay, guys, she's not some girl. She's actually my girl from Limpopo. Yes. So if you want a chick, go to Limpopo, guys. Limpopo. Limpopo is where you're going to find it. Like the prettiest girls ever. I was actually studying at VUT, so a lot of Limpopo people were there. Not the guys. Hey, the guys, hi. Hey, the guys, that department is struggling. But yes, guys, like Limpopo, if you want girlfriends, go to Limpopo. And then actually look at Bapedi culture. That's where you're going to find a lot of girls from. So, anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I have her mom. She's pretty. Prettier than Beyonce. Like, she's everything. If you're a guy listening to this and then like, what's everything? You know what's your everything. Times that by five. That's her. So her name is
Karabo.
Yeah, that's nice. Karabo is here, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought I'm just gonna spice things up, stop talking alone. Because a lot of guys I'm seeing now, like I'm making, especially on Facebook, because on Twitter, remember my last episode I told you I'm still suspended. And it only had 6 plays, shame. But yeah, to those 6 people who actually listened to it, shout out to you guys. Slowly
six
but
people.
Surely.
Six yeah, people. That's actually out 6 of, people. Out of how many?
I don't know. I just posted and then whoever clicks the link, clicks the link. But you know, in South Africa, one thing that I saw, data is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So if data is expensive.
You uploaded the video and only 6 people.
No, not the video. I haven't uploaded
audio.
The video.
Audio.
Now I'm recording, right? So mm-hmm. It's going to go to Anchor. So Anchor will be the one distributing to Spotify, to Apple Podcast, to Google
Podcast. Who are these podcast. People? Who are yeah? these 6 people you're talking about?
I don't know. I won't know. But so
are
far...
Are they the listeners or the viewers? That's the question that I'm
oh,
asking.
Oh, they are listeners and then they are also viewers.
Mm-hmm.
Viewers, I have to convert this audio that I'm doing now into a video mm-hmm. so that I can post it. The last one that I did... The third episode, that was my third episode, I couldn't, because if I'm far away from my computer, I can't do anything. I have to download the audio, and then after downloading the audio, convert it and make it a video on my phone. So it's a lot of work. I download the audio using my PC and then send it to my phone via cloud. So it's OneDrive, and then I download it from cloud and put it in an audio.
Also, now
and
we are
now
gonna, reach
gonna be
more
audio.
Than 6 people, right?
Yeah, if I put it on YouTube, it's gonna be more than 6 people, because YouTube I think is the one that's more accessible. But at the same time, I'm posting high quality stuff, so you guys just need like, because since it's just an audio, you just need to like put it like so that it doesn't chow your data. Because I saw my last video took like 58 minutes that I uploaded, so that was the second episode. So now I'm on my fourth. So I'll have to upload my third episode and this one that I'm doing now on YouTube. So hopefully, like, and the first video, I got a lot of love. got over 400 views. So at least like 400 people.
Flourish.
Yeah, you have to start small. I have to start small. Flourish. And that's it again. I don't have my Twitter account. With my Twitter account, I push these things. Like,
but
I push them.
I've seen someone promoting your Spotify thingy.
Where?
On Twitter.
Serious?
Yeah.
No, oh, whoever you are, man, shout out.
Isn't that twin of yours, that guy called a twin?
Oh, yeah. It's Horace. Yeah, that's my nigga. We are both from Val. So, yeah. Let's stop about it. We talk a lot about that thing. So, yeah. I think now, since I'm with my girlfriend, guys, I just want us to talk about relationship stuff. Like, we're still in the month of love.
Yeah, boo. February.
Unless if you are single, sorry to you, eh?
But yeah, even if you're single, take some lessons here and there so that when you get into your relationship, it's a, you know, you already got the tips.
Nah, don't take the tips from us. Whatever relationship you get into, make it whatever you want it to be. Never take advices, guys. Not like never take advices, but you see, whenever you're in a relationship, you're going to take advice from someone who had an encounter with a different... Let me just say, you have the same problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, it's the same problem. Your girlfriend is mad, and then that guy, you're asking an advice from, her girlfriend was also mad at him. English guys, his girlfriend was also mad at him, right? So what happens is that you don't know why they were mad. Maybe the guy didn't give the girl money, and then this one maybe something way different, and then you're gonna take advice from that person. And then hence I'm saying, like, sometimes analyze the situation, or unless when you want an advice, just put everything out there. Don't leave any details.
You know,
so that the person analyzes from your own. Like, whenever they give you an advice, they advise you from your own point of view. Like, they actually put in your shoes.
But sometimes you know you cannot do everything, anything by yourself. Sometimes you need, you know, word of mouth. Something from outside.
Yeah, that's what I'm not against that.
And taking advice does not mean, Khori, you're gonna use it. The whole of it on your relationship. Like, you can, you know, just observe it and then pick here and there something that will work out for you, something that will be suitable for your relationship.
That's what I'm saying. If you need an advice, you just have to put everything out there. Like, if you need an advice, just tell the whole situation so that that person doesn't compare with their own situation. Okay, he's telling me that his girlfriend is angry at him. Oh shit, my girlfriend was also angry at me. And then they advise you from, you know what I did, my man? I gave her 5,000 and she was fine. Do you have 5,000, first of all? You don't have 5,000.
Guys, whenever your woman is angry, just, you know, fuck a chelet in her account. Then, yeah, you're good to go.
That's a bad advice.
I'm kidding. I'm
that's
kidding.
A bad advice.
So,
that's,
yeah.
That's like a plaster to a bullet hole. You're not gonna fix anything. Still gonna come up.
But you know, money makes everything. I've seen this other quote that says, you know, money isn't everything, but it's up there with the oxygen. You see? So when you give me money, I'm able to breathe. And you know,
yeah, you're able
I
to
can
breathe,
forget.
But that doesn't mean
I can forget. Gucci.
You're gonna forget. For
I'm gonna
time.
Forget. Gucci.
What happens
you
when that
made
money?
Me mad.
Wait. What about?
By the time it. If I would have forgotten with you.
There's no such. You're still gonna think about it. So guys, let me tell you, never ever give out money when a person is mad.
Just an apology, Nyana.
I don't know.
Yes, 500. Go buy yourself ice cream. You know.
There's no five ice cream at 500. I'll never buy ice cream at 500. Manala 6,000. There's no such, guys. Stop doing that. I wanna go do my hair. 8,000. There's no such. Never give out money.
If
she was mad, mm-hmm, because you did something by talking, you can fix it by talking, not with money.
But money softens things up. It speeds up the process.
Money is not an enzyme. Talking is an enzyme. actually talking is not even an exam, it's a permanent solution. You just gotta have to talk about it.
So what if it's someone who doesn't talk much?
So imagine, let me just say this. Imagine you've been giving this girl money whenever she's married. Even now you are married, you still give her money.
Can't they, when you're married, does the giving money thing stop? Does it stop?
No, I'm just saying. It means that you're still going to give a person money until you're married.
Yes. So you'll be having... As a man, listen, you gotta give your woman money.
My point is, you'll be having serious marriage problems, right? And then all you are going to want to do is pop out money. It doesn't work. It won't work.
Money.
It will never work.
Money buys all the happiness. When I'm mad, give me money, I'll be happy. Okay, guys, I'm kidding on the money thingy.
I told you. She doesn't even get it herself.
What are you telling the people?
Yeah, I'm telling the people the truth. I'm still broke, guys. Jan is still broke, for those from Kasi. And you guys, the model says, Jan is still broke. I'm still broke.
Today we'll be talking relationships, everything. Okay, not everything, but yeah.
Yeah, I think we already started. So one thing we just actually talked about is romance. So I just told her, like, romance is an English word, right? You go to Zulu people, they don't have romance. I just want you to translate the term romance. You go to Zulu people, they don't have it. You go to Bapedi people, they don't have it. You go to Batswana, they don't have it. Basotho, they don't have it. Romance. Mandebele.
There must be. I don't think there's no way.
There's no such.
There must be.
I'm telling you guys right now, if you know the word, you can just
comment on whichever
on whatever,
platform,
whichever platform you'd be comfortable with, or you can just DM me. I'm not on Twitter again. I'll just repeat it now and then because it hurts me so much. No, I'm
but
kidding.
I don't think
it's not even hurting me.
There's no way that the word romance cannot exist in our.
It doesn't. If you don't know it.
No, because you don't know it does not mean it does not exist.
I'm telling you, if you don't know it, it means it doesn't exist. That's what I'm saying. Pella, romance is a word that's used regularly. You want to tell me we don't know? Especially during Cabo Valentine. They're going to say, what's this? They're going to say, Valentine, blah, blah, blah. They say the word, that romantic word.
Yeah, you're being romantic.
No, hence I'm telling you, some languages do have the word. I just want one African language that has it. No, let me just rephrase that because I know foreigners like including themselves in South African business. I'll just say one South African language that has the word romance, excluding Afrikaans.
How are you excluding?
My language. Why? Afrikaans is actually my language.
Why are you excluding other kids?
Now you have to exclude them. Hey, what if they are my friends? If you are my friends and then you are from other country, sorry, my man. Sorry, Olga.
Oh, really?
So yeah, I'll just have to say it. Like, I just have to apologize. Oh my God, though, it's good though. I'd like to apologize you from you, my brothers from Nigeria.
They've forgiven you already.
Yeah, I think they have to. So yeah, I just told you about the word romance. It's not there. Next.
So if it's not there, it means we're not gonna discuss it because it's not there.
No, you. You wanna say, Hori, you just asked me, Hori, nah, am I romantic?
Mm-hmm.
I told you, what is romance? Let's just start there.
But since you started,
in your own way, how would you describe romance?
Romance, how would I describe it?
In your own way. You see, she can't even explain it in her own words. But then she's going to tell you, you are not romantic. So it's actually funny, you see. Someone is telling you that you are not romantic.
But putting money aside, you know, being romantic is giving a person the time.
You can't tell me time is romantic.
It is. It's something that makes the relationships like go a long way. Giving your
woman, yeah, it makes the relationship
your partner go time.
I'm just asking about
attention.
Romance. Attention and what?
Caring for them, like considering their feelings
and what? You see, she's making stuff up. So I think we just have to leave this romance thing, because on my side I say it doesn't exist. She says it does.
Does it have anything to do with money?
No, it doesn't have to do anything with money. Hence I'm said, like, how would you describe
romance? So why do you run at the fact that he included the time and attention in it?
I just thought, now I thought, like, okay guys, on my side, the way I saw it, like, people said, oh, this is romantic. Every time you see it on the internet, they actually say, oh, he bought me flowers, that's so romantic. You see? Oh, he took me to a picnic, that's so romantic.
I'm gonna try to look for romance, like the definition of romance on the internet. I'm given two explanations here. First one is a feeling of excitement and mystery associated with love. A feeling of excitement and misery associated with love.
So you see, guys, romance. Yeah, guys, let me tell you, to be romantic is not to spend money.
Why is it so?
I just wanted to repeat what she just read. Can you repeat the first explanation?
It's a feeling of excitement and misery associated with love.
Exactly, guys. So if you give her that feeling, it means you're romantic. So continue giving her that romance, guys, without spending a cent. You're gonna
why I said time and attention.
That's what I'm saying. But does attention make you
feel loved?
Yeah.
Yes, so that much.
No, you didn't say feel loved.
No, I'm talking about myself. You ask, okay. Does
attention feel excited? Attention make you feel
when
excited?
When someone gives you the attention, it means they want you.
No, okay.
They want you to be. And okay, going back to the money thing, guys, I don't like money. Like, don't. I don't like. I like money. I like, but no. Don't.
Everyone likes money, guys.
Going back to the thingy, you can be romantic by just buying your woman simpler things. Or not your woman, your partner. Just buying simpler things. I can, you know, we are meeting this week, and then I come to you, I bought you chocolate or something.
Okay.
That should be included as being romantic, right?
Yeah, if it's gonna give you that excitement associated with love, then we'll consider it romantic.
Then the second explanation is a quality or feeling of mystery, excitement and remoteness from everyday life.
Okay, we'll just take excitement associated with love, because I think it's still the same thing. From my side. So yeah, it is that excitement, guys. So yeah, so meaning everyone can be romantic, so it just depends on how. So hence I'm saying, like, that excitement filled with love, we just need a term for it in our own language.
More than anything.
Because I think some people, they just think when a person is romantic, they just have to spend. Or maybe I could just say romantic. You know, romance depends on a person.
What kind of person you are? How kind
no,
of...
No, yeah, I'm thinking, like, now I'm starting to think about it. Like, a lot of girls don't like the same thing. One thing for sure, if you're a classy girl and you're listening to this, you know very well you don't like flowers. It's not even up for a debate.
I don't think it has the, do I like it or do I not like it? It's something that we never
really got to. No, here's the thing. You can't fake excitement. That one is for sure.
Like, we never received.
Give a classy girl airtime, guys.
Yo.
50 rand airtime. She'll be happy. That's expired. See, man.
That's being romantic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's being romantic. You don't have to go buy her flowers. Like, imagine buying roses for 600. Like, 600.
It reminds me of that video where Matume bought then the girl put the flowers in her jersey, and then what am I gonna tell Bokoku? Like, what am I gonna tell her? Where did I get
the flowers? I actually don't know the video, but you don't? Who the hell is Matume anyway?
So, like, the thing with flowers, we never got to, you guys never made us get used to receiving flowers. You never
did. We saw it on the TV, and then you wanna now do it to us. Stop doing stuff from the movies, guys.
But let me tell you something.
I saw this thing, you know, guys, it was a tweet. So, you know, Muhammad Gaddafi actually got murdered, right? And then before she got murdered, if you guys remember, know his history well. Yeah, it's a he.
Mm.
Oh, sorry. Before he got murdered, what he said to his bodyguards, they were mostly females. He just told them, guys, since these guys are after me, you just need to run away. And then they were able to run away. And then this other guy commented, like, how? Why did they run away? And they're supposed to protect the president until we are king with their lives. And then this other guy answered him. He's like, hey, my guy, you watch too many movies. So whatever you see on the movies, guys.
Too much TV.
You watch too many movies. So sometimes what you see on the TV doesn't mean it happens in real life. So a lot of people are cooped up on the TV. Hence I'm saying, reduce your time on TV, guys.
So control me wanting... Me seeing something on TV and say, yo, I want that. Is it wrong? Like, what's wrong with wanting to start something new? I'm not pressurizing you into buying flowers or something. Like,
all I'm saying is that I'll never go to a shop and buy flowers.
What do you mean, never?
Why would I go buy flowers? We'll just go find a white person's garden and then cut the flowers and give them to
you. Where are you gonna keep the white person's garden?
It's like 15 rand to go to town, guys.
You're gonna go into someone's yard and then steal their flowers.
You don't steal, you are cutting them. If you are stealing, it's when you steal the tree of the flowers. So I'll just be cutting the flowers.
Why wouldn't you want to get your girlfriend flowers?
Yeah?
Why wouldn't you want to get your girlfriend
flowers? Don't tell me on any flower. Let's just start there.
No, I'm talking about you. You're saying I will never get...
No, I just don't think they will be excited about that. I just think...
Because you don't like it does not mean the next person will not like it.
I'm already thinking for you, you won't like it.
Why would you think for me? Why don't you ask me, Karabo, would you appreciate my blom?
It has to be a surprise. Would you prefer having... Listen, guys, would you prefer having 600 cash or 600 of the red roses?
I would prefer having cash, but that's not...
No, guys, you had it. You had it. They prefer money. So if you're thinking of going to buy a bouquet of red roses that costs 2,500, rather send it to that 2,000. She can buy something better. Listen, she can buy something better that's going to last her for a while. That actually makes her happy.
You can start small. There are shops that sell flowers under 200.
You see, that's the problem.
I'm saying under 200. Is 200 a lot of money?
No, I'm not saying 200 is a lot of money. What I'm saying is that they take them from free, from F. And then they come and sell it.
What kind of person are you? Who are you?
I rather plant my own red roses.
Yeah. Guys, Mokara, I'm gonna suffer. Sham, I'm gonna suffer. If you guys happen to know my handle, please.
Ah, you guys, you know that song by Questa, Ketile Ketile.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's recording it now, like Ketila Masemba.
No, it's not that, but there are some things that I just don't agree. Like you and I, we don't see eye to eye. So
yeah, that's how a relationship is. You're gonna teach me your ways, I'm gonna teach you my ways.
But you must be willing to learn.
My way is the bad way.
You must be willing to learn though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I will learn.
Not just nganisha everything, not just disagree with everything.
I'm not disagreeing.
No, I'm not saying disagreeing. I'm saying, you come with your way, I come with my way, and then you're going to teach each other. You don't have to disagree with everything.
That's what I'm saying. That's what the relationship is for. You teach each other.
Yes.
I teach you my ways, you teach me your ways.
And communication. You must communicate.
Yeah, communication always has to be there. Yeah, so I think,
and not just communication. Communication now that has to come with understanding. I can communicate all my life, communicate everything, but still you still don't understand it. It has to come with understanding. There's no use in me communicating this and that while when I don't understand. There's gotta be mutual, you know, understanding. Yeah.
Okay. By mutual understanding, what do you mean?
I mean, I can communicate with you, see, this and that. Like, I can communicate, tell you.
That's talking, though.
No, that's not.
No, I'm talking. Just saying there's talking and then there's communication.
Was if you're already how are we going to differentiate that?
You can't differentiate it.
Well, not the way you're saying.
No, I'm just saying you can't differentiate it. No, that's what I think. If you meet person on the
I get when we are talking or communicating, isn't it that way?
No, I'm just trying to like go deep in it.
There's no anything deeper here. I'm saying Hori, communication. There must be communication with understanding. When you are talking, we must understand each other.
Yeah, I do get that.
Yeah.
I'm not even against it.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
I do get that. So yeah, my next question will be, I think we just have to get into marriage now.
Are you kind of like interviewing me here?
No, I'm not interviewing you. You're just talking.
Okay.
Hence, I'm talking. I think we're gonna talk with marriage now. So you are going to marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So marriage is actually a tough one, guys. Eh?
Have you been married before?
No, I see people who are married. Wait. Those guys are miserable.
You just said you must not watch too much TV.
No, I just said I see people who are married. I didn't say I watch TV of people.
So if
who are
they're
married.
Miserable, are you saying when I want you make your marriage work because you see people who are miserable?
Everyone is miserable who's married. No, and if you are married no. And you are listening to this, let me tell you something. Everyone who's married is miserable.
No.
That's how I see it.
You can still be miserable in a... He's lying this one. You can still be miserable in a relationship. You can still be miserable when you're single. Not all everyone...
No, I'm just saying you don't get the point. The point here, we are talking about marriage. You don't have to bring out single people and people who are in relationships.
Wait, now you
No. We are talking about marriage. And I'm telling you,
not everyone
who's
married.
Who have married, like all people who are married, they are miserable. Guys, I'm telling you, I actually met this guy. And let me tell you something. I met this guy, and then this guy told me that guy is not fun being with one person. But because you chose that person for yourself, everything you do, you just always have to remember home. That's the only thing he told me. Like, you can do your own stuff outside, but at the end of the day, you just have to know where it's home. So, meaning home, it's where the wife and the kids are. It was a married guy who's old, and then he told me that. I was like, wow.
Does
because
that
after
mean
he told me, like, we were just talking, and they told me that he's married. I'm like, exactly how is marriage for you? So, he told me, like, marriage is something like that. You see?
Does that mean he's miserable?
If you have to go outside and do your own stuff whilst you are still married, I think you're miserable. Why don't you stay with your own family?
But not everyone is like that guy you talk to. People are different, aren't they? Okay, well, what's your view on marriage beside the fact that people are miserable who are married?
No, that's what I see.
When do you want something?
No, I've like let me tell you something, guys. When I was working, I actually met like this old lady. She's married, and then they actually asked me, "Would you like to get married someday?" I was like, "I'm not sure." Like, why are you not sure? You are still too young to actually say that. A lot of guys your age, they're actually excited to get married. I was like, not me, I'm not sure. And she told me, like, how do you, like, she told me, she asked me why. I'm like, they look like everyone who's married, they look miserable. And then she told me, like, you're actually talking the truth. She's married by that time.
I'm gonna ask.
No, I'm telling you, let me finish my story. Okay. And then she's like, she told me, like, you're actually right about that. I was like, Siras, how am I right about this? It's like, I'm married. And then sometimes she was gonna have stress from out of nowhere. So her example was, sometimes you live with a person and then you cooked for the person and the person comes home and then the person doesn't eat your food that you cooked the whole week.
Would it be because you guys are fighting or what?
Sometimes you're not even fighting, it just comes back. Like she didn't say they fought or something. She just told me that a guy just comes in the house, the husband just comes in, and then after coming in, boo, he doesn't eat the food you cooked
for the whole week.
Yeah, she said the whole week. I was shocked.
Okay, I want to ask this question. What's the difference between being in a relationship and being
there's no difference. It's just that now it's official.
So whatever dating means you are not official.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, with the paper. Remember, if you get married, it means now, if that person leaves, they might live with half yours for your stuff.
If you guys, like, married in community of what property?
Yeah, in community of property. Yes. Yeah, I do get that. But all I'm saying, all I'm saying is that marriage and relationships, I don't think they are similar. Because they include a lot of stuff now. Because, like, the same guy, he told me, like, one thing after you getting married, it's responsibility. So responsibilities change. Whether you like it or not, responsibilities change. Because we could be dating now and then we get married. And then me as a guy, I lose my job. You're going to have to take care of me. You get it?
Yeah.
That's marriage. But in a relationship, like, this guy, he lost his job. Let me leave him. I need to go to find another person.
That would not be love.
Yeah. Some people do it.
That would not be love.
Some people do it. You might say it's not love.
I mean, miserable thing in your words.
It's not me. They said it.
And then
married people said it. The only guy who once advised me well about marriage, and he changed my mind about marriage. Okay, I'm like, okay, honestly, I might do it someday. He's the only guy. He actually told me, like, don't take advices from other people who are married. When you get married, like, make your own marriage, your own thing.
Live by your own rules. And
yeah, that's the same thing. Kind of like said that. When you get married, get married with your own rules. Okay, not your own rules, obviously. You're together because now you are binded by the rings. You are now...
By the rings.
You are now lords of the rings. So you just have to do, like, make it your own thing together so that it works out.
Would you love to get married someday? So that pack my bags and leave.
If
you don't want to, so that I can pack my bags and leave.
Even. We're not talking about us here. We're just talking about marriage.
But your opinion on this relationship topic, it matters. It matters on how.
Yeah, but we're not talking about us.
How you feel.
After the show, we'll talk about us. It's fine. But now we are not talking about us.
Okay, Mina, marriage, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, in conclusion, you can say marriage is a good thing.
For myself,
according to that guy's advice, I think marriage could work if you guys are willing to make it work.
Yes.
Because we've had people who've been married for 50 years. And because I actually saw this tweet on Twitter. Hence, I'm saying like a lot of tweets, actually. Hence, Twitter, I like it. Twitter, you can find crazy guys like myself. And then at the same time, I can be informative. At the same time, I can diss you. At the same time, I can undiss you, make you happy. Like, I can give you all these kinds of feelings. And then there are those guys who just give you, keep on motivating you forever. That's what I like about some of the guys on Twitter. And you actually say, like, people, like, a lot of people don't want to admit it. But I don't know whether it was a he or a she, but he said, again, long-lasting relationships, they actually include a lot of forgiving.
Yeah. But you're just not gonna do things on
people. No, I'm just saying he or she was just saying her thoughts, and which was okay. You can't tell me in that 50 years you've been doing everything right. Now we're talking about people who've been married.
They are forgivable things. No matter which you are binded by the
I didn't say there are no forgivable things. You decide as a person whether you're gonna forgive this person or not.
No, I know the other person. Don't go out, do things, and then be expecting, hurry, they're gonna forgive me. I can forgive you for minor things, okay. You forgot to call and tell me, hurry, no, tonight you're gonna be late. It's a minor thing. I can forgive you for that. I know I expect you always at about 6 p.m. But today, we can have a 9. You see? When you come back, you're gonna apologize. Ask
me. That's what I'm saying. You see, guys, it depends on. Okay, I think it has to depend on your level of forgiveness. Then that's where your relationship will lie. The level of forgiveness.
Yeah, guys, don't go that's out to do the things that you know. My partner, I know that one. She's strong. She's gonna even if I do this, she's gonna forgive me. No, you don't do that.
Yeah, I actually do agree. So you just have to do it your own way.
And because you've seen someone else marriages, because people are groupies these days, I don't know why. You see certain celebrities' marriage is not working. And then you'll be like, no, I'm not going to get married because who and whose marriage didn't work. No. Like, don't let them influence your what's... Don't let them influence your
relationship.
Yeah, influence you into not wanting marriage.
That's something. The other thing.
They can inspire you and all that, but no, just don't let them have that much impact on deciding your life decisions. That's
exactly wrong. That's what I've saw. A lot of, and I think it happens to a lot of people. A lot of people look up to celebrities and they want their relationships.
Yeah,
to
they
be
want
like
their lives actually not. Another thing, they look up
no,
to
No, sometimes they
point.
Look up to a relationship, a certain relationship, and then they want their relationship to be like that.
So when that relationship affects...
You see, like, who's that? You saw AKA, he said, get yourself a 2000 and then be happy, blah, blah, blah.
Does that mean for all the 2000s are going to make you happy?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, okay, there's a 2000 girl out there who's dating maybe a guy who's older as AKA, and she's expecting the same thing. And forgetting that AKA is a millionaire and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes people forget. Like, a person says something and then they forget. Like situations
people,
are not the same.
Most people, they want to leave the relationships. Like, they forget who those people are.
Even friends, there are some toxic friends. We're gonna push you to do stuff you never actually
thought. Yeah, friends in relationship, guys. You don't involve your friends in relationships because you never know how the person actually feels about the relationship. They might try to sabotage it
and especially
without you
especially
knowing.
I've seen it a lot with girls. Girls talk a lot.
Yeah, we share almost.
You
everything.
Share a lot, and then. And
we share even the most private things.
Let me tell you a funny story, right? So back in varsity, there was this girl. So she liked me. And then my friends told me that she liked me. I'm like, nah, guys, I don't see it. She doesn't like me.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
So the girl, she liked me to that point that whenever she goes back home during holidays or when she goes back home during the weekend, she used to talk about me to her cousin.
Mm-hmm.
So her cousin fell in love with me while she was busy talking about.
She started imagining you as this guy. And no, she put a picture. She put a pic. The cousin put a picture to whatever that.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like girls share a lot, so she shared. She shared everything with her cousin, and then her cousin actually fell in love with me.
Imagine I'm liking and then she stole
my like she just doesn't want to admit it, but I told her like I can't. There was no way. I'm like, your cousin liked me because of you. I've never met her in my life. I've only met you, and then she now likes me and stuff. I was like, nah, you made it all possible. And even then I couldn't see. Even my friends today, they said, when I that girl, she liked you. I'm like, you guys are crazy. I never saw it. If you guys saw it, why didn't you approach her and give her a shoulder to cry on?
I get it. They wanted you to. Okay, back to friends in relationship.
So my point in that story was girls share a lot. So girls should stop sharing a lot.
But...
Okay. No, stop sharing a lot. Simple. Sometimes you are like, let me tell you something. A girl will talk to her friend and then they're describing, like, you come to me, you tell me about your man, right? I'm a girl. And then you are describing exactly the guy that I'm looking for. You think I'm going to go out there and look for another guy whilst you are busy describing the guy of my dreams?
Go get your husband.
I'm going to go get my husband. I think first they analyze the relationship. So like, nah man, this relationship with this friend of mine.
But you'd be sabotaging your friends, your friend.
They don't care. You know, so I have a story willing, I can tell you, ne?
You willing to
let me tell you something. I have a story I can tell you. I won't say whose story is this, ne? But there's like two girls living in the same house. Right? This one dated the guy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So this one, after dating the guy, she was bragging to this one about the life she's living. This guy, blah, 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 blah. This other girl dated that guy after this one left. And they are cousins. Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And this one dated that one. And then I think it was back in Boma, 2013, 2014. Today, those guys, they are still together. So, hence I'm saying sometimes...
The friend, what happened to the friend? Are they still friends?
They are cousins. They are still cousins. But this other one is still mad. Are they in
good terms?
But I'm like, you can't force it. Sometimes if it's meant to be, if you are supposed to be the route for these two souls to meet, then you are the route. They are still together, even vandaag.
Yeah.
So hence I'm saying, like, things never happen the way you are thinking. They just happen.
But yeah, guys, be careful of friends. Oh, and the cousins. Be careful of them.
Yeah, girls shouldn't just share a lot.
Not just girls. Like, even you guys do
it. Oh, yeah, if you talk about guys, I actually have two friends. Same thing. Happened.
Stop talking about your friends.
I'm not mentioning names, but they know themselves. They will listen to this. So this other guy, finds a girl. He finds a girl, and then after finding a girl, it was just smashing. So he smashes, and then go back, tells his friend, "Hey man, this girl.
She does this. She does that.
The guy fell in love.
Oh.
Long story short, the guy and the girl, they are still together. And the guys are still friends. So you can imagine if that girl was to marry the guy. So like, they're just making everything awkward. But that's what I'm saying. If you guys are meant to be, then you are meant to be.
Yeah, you will be.
Yeah, you can't do anything. You can't just run away from it. If you're meant to be, you're meant to be. So yeah, that's what I'm thinking. And then... I think we just gonna have to close it off with cheating. I just wanna hear her mind about cheating.
Cheating. Guys, like, don't cheat.
No, let me just say, if you find out your guy is cheating,
I'm gonna leave.
Same time.
I'm gonna leave. No second chance. No matter how much I love you. Cheating, guys, comes with a lot. Like, it comes with a... You start imagining. See, this person is doing the things that I used to with this other person. Like, yo, guys, cheating comes with a lot. The heartbreak, the...
You see?
You guys, no, don't cheat.
You see the way you are imagining it? It's the very same way all guys are imagining it. Hence, once a girl cheats on a guy never goes back.
But there's something about you guys, though. You don't forgive cheating, but you expect girls.
They say this thing, you guys, in Zimbabwe, though. You
are no, that's so wrong. That's so wrong, guys. It is so wrong. Just don't cheat. If you're not happy, leave. I know for a partner cannot have everything. Cannot a person cannot satisfy all your needs. But you know, a small and a portion that they're missing does not mean you have to go out look for that last puzzle. No, don't do it. If you're not happy with the person entirely, just leave. Gonna save you it's gonna save you a lot of energy, money, the probably diseases that you'd be bringing to the relationship, to the other person. If you're not happy, you just leave.
Just fuck off. You had
second chances. They're gonna triple you even more than the first time.
Yeah, second chances are only for the movies, guys.
If you forgive cheating, they're gonna say, "Oh, you know you're strong. You can take this next time." They're gonna do more. Yo, they're gonna do you.
My
more.
Cousin actually had a girlfriend, and then he cheated, and then they went back together, and then that girl acted like everything was fine.
And then she made a revenge.
Yeah, she made a revenge. She went back just to make a revenge.
You see, now you're wasting your time. You're doing things that your heart does not even allow, or your heart does not approve, because you're trying to avenge yourself. And it's just something about cheating and giving someone a second chance. If I've cheated and then whenever you give me a second chance, I'm gonna spend the rest of our lives, or whichever period you'd be given, trying to prove to you that I'm a changed person, that I cannot cheat anymore. When are you gonna trust me again?
That's what I think. You can't just go back to a person who cheated.
So now when I don't answer my phone, you'll be like, she might be cheating again. Like, it's just a lot to take in.
So hence I'm saying,
whatever thing I do, you'll be thinking, no, Karava has gone back to cheat. Or like,
you're actually strong if you can forgive cheating and everything goes back to normal.
But if he's giving you money, guys. I'm kidding. Just don't forgive cheating, guys.
Imagine staying in a relationship just because you are not happy. And I actually had a friend in varsity. Her sister told her that. She's like, if a guy is giving you money. So what happens is that her sister, Anne, she is dating this other guy who's married.
Uh-huh.
The guy gives her money.
Mm-hmm.
She had a kid with the guy, so that the girl understands that the guy has a family, and now they started a family together. So what the guy does, just sends money. So when he's in the house, like, he knows what, like, when the guy is in the house, if maybe he's alone in the house and he talks, and then the wife comes in, he can just drops. She has to deal with that. At the same time, they are.
But she got into it knowing Khori, she's always gonna be the second.
There's money. She was doing it for money. And then she was advising her little sister the very same thing. Like, if a guy gives you money, never let him go. I was like, nah.
They're gonna... How sure are you, Richie, that you're the only person they're cheating with? How sure are you that you're the only person?
If they're spending money on you, you can't spend money on five families. Unless if he's a millionaire. And that's something else. You can
There's
be suspicious.
Some people who are big bowlers out there, they just don't care how much they spend. So they can
guys sending 25,000 every month to like five people just because you have kids with them. That's a lot of money to waste. That's actually a lot of money to waste.
You see, cheating is expensive. So, guys,
yeah, cheating is bloody expensive.
Don't make it to a point where you feel like you afford cheating. No, don't cheat. I despise cheating with all of my heart because the heartbreaks it brings, it comes with so much, guys. It comes with so much.
Yeah, so you guys, you actually had her. You also had me on my side of cheating. So, one advice you should do, don't even stay for money. Don't stay for anything else. But I know someone is going to like, as long as someone's going to like, but money is something, guys. Money, you can have it today and tomorrow you're not going
to
have it.
Unless you're Zoto Avantu's ex-boyfriend, Benton. Yeah, you can secure the money. And when you feel like, now I'm enough.
I'd never even do that. My morals don't let me do that. It's something that's just stupid.
You go buy a G63, guys. See? Then you start your new
you go life. Buy a G63 or a G-Wagon.
And then you start your new life with the new person, everything you want.
Yeah, so everything
but all to. In all, guys, I don't advise anyone to go out. No matter if you're not happy, leave. Let the person know how you're not happy and leave.
It's simple.
If you're afraid of breaking hearts, then kind of push them away. They will leave themselves and, you know. Yeah,
I think we are done for the night. What do you think?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, surely I think so too. Oh, we talked a lot, guys. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Like I said last week, yo, I won't be alone. It wasn't actually last week, so no, I don't know what about when was it, but yeah you're just gonna get episode. My last episode, I told you guys, like, I'm not gonna be alone, and I did bring it. So I'm thinking next time I'm gonna chill with my guys. But problem is that the mic that I'm using, it actually captures sound from outside, right? So hence I have, like, we can't do it in the afternoon. I always have to do my episodes at night. So at least at night you can just hear a dog bark. How? Only that once. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it was me, your guy.
And your girl.
And my girl. It's not your girl, my girl. It was me, your guy, and my girl.
Yeah, next time we'll be back, we'll be telling you guys, married.
I think next time, we're going to have to talk about spiritual stuff. I think that's when it's going to be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think, fun. Yeah, I'm thinking like next time maybe we talk about spiritual stuff and stuff. Yeah, not like spiritual stuff like Jackie Pamute, Matwasa. Hey, that girl. I don't even believe in the stuff she says.
I don't even know.
She's never been there, but she knows. It was fun, guys. You don't know Jackie Pamute? No. Oh, she's some girl. She gained something like, she was on 80,000 followers. She gained something like 70,000 followers. Just
that
because she said she's going to say live.
Give that person a lovely little snake.
Yeah, that one.
Oh, I'm not on Instagram, so guys.
I'm not saying those things are not there, but you can't talk like you've done them.
Okay, that's the topic for another day, guys.
And then you're actually writing books about such stuff. Imagine she got 80,000 followers, right? And then let's just say out of that 80,000, 10,000 people bought her books. She made a lot of money. That was a good promo, guys. And it was free. Like, if you're an advertiser, like, yo, don't even come to me. Just pull up a stand like that.
But look, that's a topic cool. For another day. We'll get to it.
Yeah, that's a topic for another day. I'm just telling you the highlights. So, yeah, I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
I've had fun.
And yeah. Well, she had fun. I had fun. We all had fun. So, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy saying goodbye, 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 goodbye.